It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Oh, pretty good. 40 degrees outside. Warm morning this morning. Mm-hmm. It's also caused some fog out there and some school late starts around the area, too. I didn't hear a lot of them this morning, but I did see we had a few of those mentioned here around the immediate area that are starting a couple of hours late because of the fog. Do you have that list?
Yep. The Audubon School District is running 2 hours late with no preschool today. Also, Xyra EHK, that school district, running 2 hours late today with no preschool. And the IKM Manning School District also running 2 hours late here today. And the folks with the Congregate Meals and Meals on Wheels wanted to let us folks know in Audubon and Xyra that those sites will be no change in service here today, despite the weather. So they'll be running everything as normal.
A little pea soup out there this morning. Ooh, now I'm hungry.
Pea soup?
Yeah, not real hungry, though. Brett, how are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad. Hey, you know, last week they had that fiscal cliff legislation. I received word from Lennox this week that the federal government had brought back the federal tax credit from a couple of years ago. This is a $150 tax credit and for 95% and above furnaces. There's a $300 tax credit on qualifying heat pumps and air conditioners. They made this tax credit retroactive to January 1st, 2012. If you purchased a 95% or higher furnace for your home in the last year, you may be eligible for this tax credit. If you're looking to replace your furnace, Lennox offers several options that qualify for this tax credit. Stop in to Camblin Plumbing and Heating or give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan for more information or an estimate.
A tax credit?
Yeah.
I'm guessing for every tax credit like that they give, they raise two other taxes on
us. You know, yeah. But you know those people that put in a furnace last year are going to have a nice little surprise.
You bet. Take it when you can get it.
You bet.
Take it when you can get it. Otherwise, like I said, sooner or later they'll realize their mistake and they'll take that away too. Huh?
Yeah.
Enjoy it while you can. Very good. Hey, you know, yesterday we talked a little bit yesterday morning about sleep because it's something that we all do. We don't really have a choice, but we don't necessarily always understand it. We just go ahead and do it. But there's a part of that too. I was looking at some other notes there. The Mayo Clinic staff put together notes on how to take advantage of sleep and how to best to use it and how to be able to enjoy it a little bit more and stay healthy that way. You know, one of the other topics I found, at first I kind of dismissed a little bit because we're adults. We're not children, most of us. But then I got to thinking more about it, and I went back and looked, and they also put together some notes about napping. Do you take naps? Would you like to take naps? Maybe that would be a better question. Sure, why not? Remember in kindergarten, we always took that nap after lunch? That was our time.
Oh, yeah. Good time.
Those were the only two decisions we had to make in kindergarten were white or chocolate milk, and then whether I wanted to nap with my head down on my desk or on the nice mats that they had in the back of the room. Those are the only two decisions we had to make every day. The mats every single time. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Head down on my desk? That's not even comfortable.
You do that in high school.
Yeah. That's called study hall, right?
Do they get that anymore?
I don't know. If you're sleep deprived or you're just looking for a way to relax, the folks at the Mayo Clinic put together some notes here about taking naps. And napping at the wrong time of the day or perhaps for too long can backfire sometimes and get you into some trouble. And you need to understand how to get the most out of a nap. I think these days, I don't know, do you ever nap?
Are you kidding? If you say no, you're lying. Yeah.
But you don't really. You know, when I nap, it's because I've just accidentally fallen asleep when I'm watching TV or something at night. You know, when you're doing something relaxing like that. It's not helping me.
Set me down in that recliner, and I'll guarantee you I've got a nap.
Yeah, it's certainly not. Yeah, it's not helping, and it's not planned. It just happens.
Yeah, I usually nap whether or not I want to nap.
I know. Well, there are benefits to napping, actually. There are, in fact, some healthy benefits. Relaxation, that can help you relax a little bit and reduce fatigue. It can increase your alertness, also improve your mood, and improve performance as well, including quicker reaction times, better memory, less confusion, and fewer accidents and mistakes. There are some drawbacks, though, to napping as well. The Mayo Clinic folks say that napping isn't necessarily for everyone. Some people have trouble sleeping in places other than their own beds. So while others simply can't sleep during the day, napping also can have negative effects. Some of those can be sleep inertia. Sleep inertia. They call that sleep inertia. When you feel groggy and disoriented after you wake up from a nap, we've all done that. You're just not sure. And then you, I don't know. For me, I sometimes can get that, I don't know how to describe it, but it's almost like an empty feeling in the bottom of my stomach. It's not a hungry feeling. It's just kind of, I just feel off the rest of the, you know.
So that's sleep inertia, huh?
Yeah. That's what they call it. Is that just normal day for you?
Well.
Kind of? Another problem you can get from napping is would be the obvious, the nighttime sleep problems. You know, short naps generally don't affect nighttime sleep quality for most people. However, they do say if you experience insomnia or poor sleep quality at night, that napping might actually worsen those problems. And long naps, how long do you nap? I mean, if you take like a 3 or 4 hour nap in the middle of the afternoon, yeah, odds are you're not getting to sleep anytime soon when it comes to bedtime.
Realistically, if you're an adult, I don't think you get 3 or 4 hour naps anymore.
When do you have the time?
Exactly.
Long naps can interfere with your nighttime sleep, so you want to be concerned about that too. Now, they say, when should you consider a nap? Well, you might consider making time for a nap during the day if you experience new fatigue or unexpected sleepiness. If you're about to experience sleep loss, like, for example, if you know you've got a long work shift and it's going to kind of throw things off, you know, some folks in some industries do that. You see people in the healthcare industries sometimes having to work double shifts and 24-hour runs, and it's just going to throw you off. So a little nap here and there can help to refresh you, too. If you want to make planned naps part of your daily routine, you may want to consider working those in, too. Also, what about a sudden increased need for naps? Could it be a note of a health problem? Well, possibly. They say if you're experiencing an increased need for naps and there's no real obvious cause of any new fatigue in your life, then maybe you want to talk to the doctor because you may have a sleep disorder and there are some other medical conditions that could be disrupting your nighttime sleep. Well, fatigue, we just had Denise Coder in the other day talking about the flu, and that's one of the symptoms of the flu would be increased fatigue and not feeling much like yourself. Now, what's the best way to take a nap? You'd think the answer to that question is pretty easy. Any way you can, right? Any way and anywhere. Well, to get the most out of a nap, they say you should follow a few simple steps. Number one, keep your naps short. The ideal, they say to aim for only about 10 to 30 minutes. 10 to 30 minutes, about it. Okay, that's enough. The longer you nap, the more likely you are to feel groggy afterward. Isn't it amazing? I think we've all done that. Sat down on the sofa or something and just a little bit tired. Next thing you know, you're nodding off. And then you pop awake suddenly and you look at the clock and think, oh boy, it's lunchtime. I got to get back to work. How long did I sleep? And you look at the clock and you realize you're only down for about 10 minutes. But it feels like it was about 3 hours.
I thought you were going to say you fell asleep long enough that it was time for lunch. You had to go back for work.
Well, yeah. No, I think we've all done that, though, where you snap awake all of a sudden and you think you've been down for a while and you look and it was only like 10 minutes. But you feel great. And other times you might sit down and just take a nap and maybe 20 minutes later you wake up and then you have that groggy feeling and just, you know, you're just sluggish the rest of the day. So, you know, but they say the longer you nap, the more likely you are to feel groggy afterwards. So 10 to 30 minutes is about right. Now, they suggest if you're going to take a nap, the afternoon is the time to do it, which is good because that's about the time you get tired, isn't it? The best time for a nap is usually mid-afternoon, around 2 or 3 p.m. That's the time of the day when you might experience a little bit of post-lunch sleepiness or a lower level of alertness. Some of those drinks try to get you to get fired up about that time. Might be actually better for you to knock it down at that time a little bit. In addition to naps taken during that time, they say they're less likely to interfere with your nighttime sleep. It's far enough away. So keep in mind, though, that there are some individual factors, like your need for sleep and your sleeping schedule, and also those things can play a role in determining the best time of the day for you to take a nap. And also, another tip would be to create a restful environment. If you're going to take a nap, do it in a dark place with a comfortable room temperature and few distractions. The bedroom would probably be a good place for that, huh? That's what that's for anyway. After you nap, make sure you give yourself time to wake up. before you resume your activities, particularly those that require a quick or sharp response. Don't snap out of a nap real quick and drive a car. Sometimes people snap back out of a nap while they're driving a car. That's not good either. But those are the things that you can do to kind of help refresh yourself. So, yeah, you know, we joke about it a lot when we're at the office. Joke about it an awful lot, about naps and things. Not the worst idea in the world. So if you get a chance to work that into your routine, if you do it right, it can really help you out in the long run. Keep you healthy. Wake up.
Yeah, you know, there was enough about naps that made me think about it enough that, boy, I might have to go take one.
Your eyes are getting heavy.
You know, I've been up for, what, 4 hours already.
That's so. About nap time for you.
That's
then,
right.
Isn't it?
Lunchtime or something.
Yeah. Tell us more about Camblin's.
Camblin Plumbing and Heating is starting our 95th year in business this year, and that means you can trust our quality, our expertise, and our thoroughness. We have proven time and time again that our technicians are the best in the fields in plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. 95 years has given us the benefit of experience to give you, the customer, the best in products, the best in installations, and the best in repairs. Names like Lennox, Kohler, Delta, Sterling, and many more are the names of products you can trust in. The amount of installations we have done in the area proves that we are a premier contractor and that our reputation for dealing with repairs and problems is strong. Give us a call next time. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by good old unknown again. Ability will get you to the top, but it takes character to keep you there.
Oh, really?
Were you napping?
Yeah, I was. My turn again?
Wasn't a very good quote then, was it, or ad? Put you to sleep.
Thank you, yeah. Well, I was waiting for all the dirty tricks and things that keep you there.
Oh.
That must be just politics. All right, very good. Brett, thanks for coming in this morning.
Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good nap. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.